Welcome to Glassbreakers Cafe, the podcast where we meet with impactful leaders to get their wisdom and insight on the future, leadership, and career development. Our goal is to inspire you and empower you to live an unlimited and smart future by breaking free from limiting beliefs, firefighting, and the invisible walls of our society. I'm your host, Cindy Mongeni, Future of Work expert, diversity accelerator, executive coach, and international speaker. Welcome to Glassbreakers Cafe, the podcast where we meet with impactful leaders to get their wisdom and insight on the future, inclusive leadership, and career development. Our special guest today is Dr. Izzy Idemudia, Cloud Solution Associate Manager at Accenture. Welcome, Izzy, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Me too. And let's start by getting to know you better. Could you please give us an overview of your background and your current role and responsibilities?
Okay, so I was born and raised in Nigeria. Nigeria is a country in West Africa. And as a little girl, I always wanted to do something big, something greater than myself. I wanted to be different. I wanted to do something different and unique for myself. So that's why I got into computers. I had friends and colleagues who were going into like the social sciences and stuff. Not that there's anything bad with that, but I didn't just want to be the norm. I wanted to stand out. And that's how I went into computer engineering. And it was tough going into college at the time, because there was just one computer for 150 of us to share. Can you imagine that?
No.
And there was just like 1% of us females and the rest were guys. So there was just challenge of being with the predominantly male class and then having to share one computer. But what I did was to find a place to take like extra classes. So in the evenings, I used to go to an institute where I learned more coding, and I that's how I really launched my career in technology. By the time I graduated from college with a bachelor's in computer engineering, I was already Oracle certified professional because of the extra classes I was taking out of college. So that's my background. And then I moved to the US after a couple of years. But before I moved, I had completed my master's in information technology and my PhD in technology management. So just out of curiosity, I wanted to know more, learn more, and be better, just be better for myself. So I got into the US, and then now I work at Accenture as an AWS solutions architect manager.
Wow, what a great story of curiosity, but also overcoming obstacles.
Right.
And at the same time, not only in Africa, when you were studying, there was like few women, but even in the US, like globally, the lack of diversity in tech is a hot topic.
Yes.
So with your experience and what you are seeing, what are the challenges you are seeing women facing to rise and shine in the tech industry?
Absolutely. That's a really good question, Cindy. Personally, I've seen that as I get on different clients' projects, I realize that there are fewer women on the team. So let's say in a team of 10 people, sometimes if you're lucky, you get two women on the team, you know, if not, it's just you, just one female. And it's increasingly disheartening and painful to watch, because I believe that women have the capacity to be leaders in technology, you know, but also, and the challenge is that we are as females, or as a female, I always have to prove myself. I have to show, you know, go the extra mile to show that I have the capacity to deliver. I have the capacity, I have the skill set, and I have the right frame of mind to deliver. And that is a challenge I see as a woman in technology.
Great. And despite those challenges, you have been building a thriving career, and I'm sure you will have many more achievements in the future. But yes, let's be honest, you're one of the few women and one of the few Black women. And also knowing a bit about you, I know like this is an achievement, but this is not enough for you, because we could see like, you are leaders. Leaders make things happen. Leaders overcome obstacles. So help us understand now, what are actions you are doing on your side to help in making the tech industry more diverse, more inclusive, so there will be more women like you?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. It's something I'm really, really passionate about. And a few ways that I am contributing to make, to create a more even field for women and men in tech is one, in the last 2 years, I've taught over 3,000 girls how to code. And that's something I'm really passionate about. Yeah. You know, I partner with several nonprofit organizations like Girls Who Code, Black Girls Code, Women in Cloud. These are all nonprofits that are leading the charge in bringing more women into tech. So I partner with them and go out into the community and, you know, have an hour of code, a couple of hours, inspiring girls, teaching girls that they, if I could do it, sharing one computer, then they could do it as well. And it's been phenomenal. Another area that I'm really passionate about, I published a book. So I'm a best-selling author of Out of Africa and Into the Cloud, Girls Can Code Too. And in my book, I aim to inspire the next generation of female coders. And I talk about the challenges, my life struggles, and how I overcame those challenges and to be where I am today. So that book is available on Amazon and every global bookstore, just to empower girls. And yeah, that's it.
Fantastic. So you are working on the inspiration with the book, right? But you are working also on empowering with the skill, right? With the coding.
That's
so
correct.
This is fantastic, because this is what we need. Like, we need to inspire the mind, the heart, but also we need to have like the skill set to really be able to do the job. This is fantastic. And so I imagine through all your activities with nonprofits, you are awakening this desire to be in tech. And what are some words of advice you could share, or maybe you are already sharing, with women who come to you with this desire to build a thriving career in tech?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I talk about three kinds of fear that I believe that I faced growing up as a girl and going into technology. There's the fear of rejection. We fear that the tech industry will reject us. We also have the fear of failure. What if I go into tech and I fail? Or the fear of rejection and failure and the unknown, fear of the unknown. You don't know, how is it going to be? What does it look like? So I always tell young ladies that I recognize your fears. Those fears are legit. So I'm not saying they don't exist. They are legit fears, but you can overcome them. You know, I overcame my fears and I have a successful career in technology. I believe that every girl, a young woman, can overcome their fears and also thrive in technology. So I would say, overcome your fears and let's smash it.
Awesome. I love it. And the podcast is about career leadership. We've already covered those 2 points, but also about the future. Because at this moment, you are an expert in cloud solutions. That means that you are working at the heart of one of the most in-demand technology nowadays. But also, we know that in the fast-paced world that we are in, it's easy to become obsolete. And one of the common mistakes I'm seeing professionals make, even in tech, is to do their best to excel at a job, but they forget to take care of their career. So I would love to know, what are your strategies to stay relevant in an ever-changing world?
Wow, that's really brilliant. Because we know that technology is always evolving, right? Like I said, when I started off my career in tech, I started off as an Oracle database administrator. But as time evolved and everyone was moving to cloud, I saw an opportunity to be in cloud and to work in cloud. That's how I took hold of it. I took classes. There's so much resources on the internet. I always say that the internet is a gold mine because you can get anything you want from it. The free courses and free programs, podcasts like you are providing on the internet that you can watch. So I believe that the cloud is the future. Cloud is here to stay. 60% of all of companies, of Fortune 500 companies, are migrating their workloads, applications, and databases to the cloud. So there's a humongous opportunity in the cloud space. So even if you're in tech or you're trying to get into tech, I urge everyone to find a skill set around cloud. I mean, there's several things. It could be a scrum master, a product owner, cloud architect, cloud engineer. Even in cloud engineering, there's different sizes, there's security, there's networking. So there are different components of skill sets that are relevant within the cloud space. So I encourage everyone to learn, continuous learning. One of my mottos is to continue to learn, and learning actually helps you drive away fear. That's how I drive away fear. Each time I get afraid, I pick up something new and I learn, and that's how I overcome fear. So continuous learning, continuous improvement. I started my second master's in artificial intelligence, and wow, that's because I also see that the future is in AI and robotics and all of that. And I hate to be left behind. Like you said, I never want to be obsolete, right? I want to be always relevant in the overall scheme of things. So I encourage every young woman, every girl, every female in tech or any point of leadership to always learn, to listen, to connect with people that can improve your skill set and improve your mindset.
I love it. And so what I'm taking is like the stay on top of the trends, right? You saw the trend of cloud. You are starting to see the trend on AI, and keep learning, like this growth mindset, and overcome your fear, because it's true, like going to a place we've never been, this is scary because we have like this comfort zone that want like to keep us safe. But what I'm saying to my client is like, you know what? Safe is now the new risky.
Yes.
Like you cannot, like if you stay safe, you're really taking a big risk of your career.
That's
so
correct.
Risk is the new safe. Easy, like we're almost coming to the end of our time together. It was like so much fun to know more about like your career, your passion, your wisdom and insight. And generally, I love to end my podcast on a dreaming note.
Yes.
So for you, the question, you are already a superwoman because we can look at your story and we could see a superwoman. But if you could have an additional superpower, which superpower would you love to have?
Yeah, I would love to nominate a female president of the United States. I just want to close my eyes and say, you be the
I love it. And I hope like we will be able to see soon a woman president of the United States. So thank you very much, Izzy, for your time. Thank you for inspiring us, because you have like a great, great story, not only for like younger generation, but also for any woman and men, because we all face challenges.
Absolutely.
In our life, in our career. So thank you for taking the time to stop by today, to share your wisdom, insight, and looking forward to keep following your career and seeing the great things you will keep doing in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And to the audience, I hope like you took a lot of notes, and I see you next week in another encounter of Glassbreakers Cafe. If you enjoyed today's episode of Glass Breakers Cafe, please subscribe and share with your friends on social media. Also, be sure to follow me, your host, Cindy Mongenet, on LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. If there is any special guest or special topic you would like us to address, please drop me a note at cindy@newskiesnation.com. Thanks a lot for joining us today. And remember, no one can predict the future, but we still need to prepare for it. See you next week.